of a fellow pet. We are meeting today to adopt the report, which reflects the processes that we followed for budget hearings that, of course, we have to adopt today so that we're able to proceed with our debate tomorrow. We received apologies, but maybe even before we go there, let me inform the members that Honorable Chauke Patrick lost his father, his brother, and it is for that reason that he's not amongst us today. He lost him over this weekend. And I think on behalf of all of us, we extend our sincere condolences to him and his family. And I think we will be with him in our prayers as he faced this very challenging situation. We received apologies from Honorable Schaefer. Yes, I pronounce her name very wrongly. Yes. We also received an apology from Rev Mishwe, the ICDP, and then Chauke as well. I think, members, that we received, most of us, the reports this morning. We got them in our pigeonholes this morning and maybe may not have had enough time to go through them such that we can then make significant inputs and contributions. Let me therefore decide that we afford members at least 15 minutes to read through the report, and then after that we'll proceed with whatever amendments and if possible with the adoption of the report. So time now is almost 25 to 10. I'm therefore affording members at least this time until 10 for them to read through the reports.
Madam, is there any possibility of the Secretary getting a condolence card then we send to Mr. Chauke on behalf of the committee? Then to send just words, it's better to send a card. You can send it on our behalf as a chairperson, and then the secretary send the card to him for the condolences.
I think that is progressive.
If the members of the committee agree, I'm just proposing on that.
So it has been agreed to, so we'll proceed. I think, members, we can now go through the report. I think let us start with the report on the portfolio, in fact, on the police budget vote number 22. And I'm suggesting that we go page by page. We are therefore on page one of that report. If there is anything that members want to raise on that page. Then let's move on to page two. If there's anything. Page three. Page four. Page four.
I just want to, I wasn't there when they presented it. Is it true that the visible policing, the second paragraph, madam, is really less than 2%? Is it true, according to the figures? If you read it, the second paragraph, if border security and sub-problem visibility police, blah, 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 then you come to a decrease of minus 3.23%. Is it true? On figures, because I wasn't there, I saw something there.
No, it is true. Yes, it is true. Yes. Page four, page five. Staff retention. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up. Sorry, this has gone down the wrong way. Those recommendations, it should be chart a way forward, not chant, unless we're taking up singing.
Which one?
staff retention, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line up. Chart a way forward. Craig?
Thanks, Comrade Chair. Just on page 5, resources at police station. I know that we asked a question, what is a police station? And we actually said that they should actually provide us with the basic requirements for a police station. Now, I'm not too sure whether it would come under that or whether it would come towards the end of the report where we had questions and so on. But I think it would come under this here. And I'm not sure whether they've responded to that.
They've actually responded that to that question in writing. So I've seen the responses in last week to members for SUB specifically. That's the first response that came through. But if I remember correctly, they have responded in writing to that question.
Any other? I think on that page, performance indicators for crimes against women, it should be women. It should be women. And I think also sentence number 1, 2, 3, 4, it's did against women, not women. I think also from the last sentence, the second one, inconsistency. I think it's inconsistency. Unless I'm wrong, it should be inconsistent. Yes. 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 And then under detective services and detective training, the last sentence, detectives, the subs intends to train, not to training, to train. Mm-hmm. Maybe lastly, personally, maybe this one is personal. For me, I wish we raise questions rather than concerns. I don't know. I'm a little bit not comfortable with the concept consents. Rather, we ask questions or we raise issues than consents. I don't want us to be a consent group. Where possible, of course, somewhere we will not avoid that, but where we can, we are raising questions, not just consents.
It's just a comment. For instance, under Detective Services, that last sentence talks about a further question was raised regarding the SAP Detective Training Plan, etc., etc. It would be helpful, I think, if there was a bit more meat added to that, instead of just saying there was a question raised, but perhaps actually to say what was actually raised, because I'm sure it wasn't. You might find there was more to this question than is here. So I'm just saying, as a general maybe rule, if we're going to in a report say that a question was raised, I think we need to just give a bit more flesh to that and say what was actually raised, rather than just. Because also for when this gets published in the ATC, if somebody reads this, they're going to say, well, what was actually raised? So I'm just saying, I think there needs to be a bit more flesh added to it.
Yes, we are now going to chapter, page 6. Anything on that page? Page 7, Honorable Craig.
Thanks, Chair. It's more just a grammar issue under legal services. I would suggest we take the mainly out and start the paragraph saying this program aims to provide. Be my suggestion. Thanks, Chair.
Page 8.
Chairs, again, grammar, just two things I've picked up. The first is under performance indicators. First line, lack of performance indicators, and I would imagine it should read past successes, not past successes. And then going down to the bottom, the purpose of MBISOs, last line, resolutions emanating from those MBISOs is monitored.
I thought Honorable Dlov was going to say something about imbizos vis-a-vis is imbizo.
Yes, Chairperson. Got that. Because we don't put an S. In fact, when we want to put a multiple here, we put the I-Z-I-M-B-I. Yeah, Z-O is imbizo. Then is imbizos, because there's no English word, it's imbizos.
That is page 8, page 9, page 10.
Top third line, section of task. Let's have an S on it.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. And down at the bottom, 1, 2, 3, fourth line up, due to the garish orders. I'm presuming that means garnishee orders. And it says garnishing. It's not garnishing orders. It's a garnishee order. Okay. G-A-R-N-I-S-H-E-E, I suppose, garnishee order. So garnishing is wrong. That means putting parsley on something. And garish is also wrong. So that would be garnishee in both instances. with legislation relating to garnishee and blacklisting of SAPS members.
Any other comment you want to make, members? I'm not very sure here. The FIFA World Cup, sentence number two, SAPO raised their concern regarding the manner in which SAPS is handling the issue, whether it's the department or SAPS, I don't know. I thought probably we need to be specific there, to say the department or whatever. But if it is SAPS, it can be a member, it can be the department. Page 11. The SAPS. It says SAPO raised their concern regarding the manner in which South African Police Service is handling the issue of overtime. I was probably saying the department because I think they were referring to the department. Page 11. Okay.
Just on that same one then, Chair, because if you're going to say regarding the manner in which the department is handling the issue of overtime and called on it to address the issue of incentives, otherwise you've got department twice, a bit clumsy.
Page 11.
Chair, if you look under the last one, CETA's role, the first point, I think it should be CETA's role in the budget vote was to manage and support, or was the, I don't know, it doesn't read. You can't say the budget vote was to management and support. So either you have to change the top one or the second one. Either it's manage and support
the core.
To utilize, to act. The rest are okay.
Anything on page 11? Nothing. Page 12. Honorable Angie. Honorable Greg. We're on page 12. We are on page 13.
Sorry, Chair, it's a little thing, but at the bottom of page 12, everywhere IT is written, they've got I full stop T, which I found a bit odd. I don't know why it's there. Just think it should be taken out.
Are you still on page 12? Above 5.4 committee observations, that last sentence in that paragraph, which is higher than the industry standard, not than the industry standard. Yeah. It's the line above 5.4, that small paragraph between the block and 5.4.
Page
13. Yeah, it's really just a grammar issue. The first bullet point, the committee acknowledged. So it just needs a D put on to the end of it. Thanks.
Another bullet point. We are done with these minutes. Let's move on to report. In fact, this is the report, not minutes. We're moving on to the report on Independent Complaints Directorate, vote 20. We are on page 1. If there's nothing, page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Honorable Craig.
Just grammar again, Chair. Top of page 6, first bullet point. The SAPS has a presence. Next bullet point as well, ICT has a presence.
And there's another one, Chair, the ICT operates within an average radius of, that's yes. The last one, two, three, fifth bullet point.
Is it within or on an average? Is it within or on an average?
Within an average radius of 130, I would say. That would be my guess.
Six. If there's nothing more to add, we move on to page 7. Page 8. I think we can, if members feel like that. The secretary is suggesting that we can indicate responses in the report.
Chair, I know we haven't finished or adopted the report or anything, but I'm just wondering, these are reports that are going into the ATC, I imagine, and these reports have got questions, but no answers. Yeah, but why I'm raising this, because these things have to go in today. This has to get published before we can debate, as far as I understand. Now, does that mean, and I agree with what the Honourable Colour Barnard is raising, but does that mean that the Committee Secretary is going to put those answers into this report? So when it's published, there's the question and the answer. Is that what we understand will happen? Thanks, Chair.
In those areas where there are no answers, what do you do?
No.
Why I'm asking that, Chair, through ma'am, it's because I'm trying to engage. What about if there are questions, but there are no answers at the end? There are few answers at the end, and then does it not create a problem? Because I don't know. Let us be cool and composed in this matter. If we put a question, then you expect an answer for that person who is reading a report. Then if there is a question without an answer, not because of our fault, it's because of the people who haven't responded. Now, what do you do? What do you do in this case?
Yeah, but I think we'll report exactly that.
Well,
the report will cover that, because we will not lie. They did not reply. They responded to these questions, they did not respond to other questions. So we'll write exactly that which happened, because that the report must cover what happened.
No, you've covered me. You're not saying that. You can't stop this report or what you say.